Iar zadnje ci smo gledali,
koliko prostora porabi elektromagnetno valovanje, pa ne samo elektromagnetno valovanje, katero koli valovanje, iste izpeljave bi dobili za zvok, ki je vzdolžno valovanje, se pravi, čist drugačen fizikalen pojem, pa bi iste izpeljave dobili, se pravi, koliko prostora porabi valovanje, da pride od oddajnika do sprejemnika. Ne?
Smo risali tako, oddajnik. Ne? Smo videli, tisti prostor, ki je potreben, je en elipsoid, ne? Ki je definiran na ta način, da je tukaj vsota razdalj, ne? Ta razdalja tukaj, ne? Plus ta razdalja tukaj, mi se rečemo razdalja 1, razdalja 2, ne? Da vsota teh dveh razdalj, razdalja 1 in razdalja 2, ne? Je zdaj ta zvezdnica, ne, D tukaj, ne, D in lambda polovic. Ne.
Oziroma, če gremo pogledati, če elipsoide višjih redov, ne,
če bi si jih narisal v kuli, ne. Ne. Za tiste bi bilo R1 in R2, ne, če bi si jih narisal. Bi bilo D in N krat lambda polovic. Ne?
Če pišemo, da ta je
prvi Fresnelov elipsoid, ne? Tisti, ki je zeljen, je N ti Fresnelov elipsoid tukaj. Ne?
So, last time we looked at the question, how much does do radio waves or electromagnetic waves or any other kind of waves. This is also valid for acoustics and acoustic waves or longitudinal waves, so it's quite a different physical problem, but they all became the same way in the sense of propagation. So mostly we need the first Fresnel ellipsoid to be free of obstacles. There may be obstacles somewhere else, but obstacles somewhere else have little effect. Most of the wave takes the space of the first Fresnel ellipsoid. The first Fresnel ellipsoid is defined as the surface in space, where the distances from both the transmitter and the receiver, the sum of these distances is equal to the direct distance between the transmitter and the receiver, plus lambda half, plus half a wavelength. So the phase shift to this ellipsoid is exactly 180 degrees with respect to the direct line phase shift. We also may define higher order Fresnel ellipsoids. Higher order Fresnel ellipsoids we just take an n is usually an integer here. And we define them in the same way. Maybe you know from geometry this, that a curve that has the curve that is defined as the sum of the distance from two focal points is an ellipse. In three dimensions, this is a rotational ellipsoid. So this is a straightforward definition why these are ellipsoids, these surfaces in space. Things are not that simple. If we go back to the original definition of the Arago problem, če gremo nazaj na izvorno definicijo Aragovega problema, Poisson je definiral to nalogo, ne? Arago je rekel, dajmo narediti poskus. Ne? Če imamo krožno oviro, ne? Če imamo tukaj valovanje, ki pada sem ravninski val. So the original definition of the Arago spot was, we have a plane wave falling onto a circular obstacle. And what happens behind this obstacle? Kaj se zgodi za to oviro, ne? Zato ovira, če bi tukaj risal jakost električnega polja, ne? Raš išem drugo smer. So if I plot the electric field intensity here.
Okay, we have a shade. Imamo senco, ne? No, že ta senca tukaj je lahko en malček za njih jaz stvari, ne? Ampak tukaj imam lahko jaz Aragovo točko, ne? So I may have Arago spots here.
This was the original definition made by Poisson. Poisson, as a mathematician, said, this makes no sense, this cannot happen. And Arago said, well, let's do the experiment, if Fresnel theory is correct or not. They saw the spot. Unfortunately, you didn't see the spot last time when we have not yesterday, 2 weeks ago, because you didn't know how to set up the lady.
Škoda, vi niste videli tega poskusa, ker se dalo tu narediti, ampak leče bi bilo treba odstraniti, da bi videli tu z laser, da se da to stvar pokazati. V Wikipediji je lepa slikca tega, da se ta poskus naredi.
Ja, za nas, mi smo to stvar gledali drugače, ne? Mi smo gledali stvari, kako bi pa šle obratno, ne? Če bi mi imeli zaslon, tukaj, ki ima pa krožno odprtino, ne? Se pravi, imamo krožno odprtino zaslonu, ne? Okoli imamo zaslon.
So our problem was putting the other way around, so we have a screen that's not transparent,
and we look what happens behind the screen at the point of our receiver.
Ne, in smo videli, da tukaj se lahko kaj zgodi, tukaj če rišemo električno polje, jakost električnega polja, ne. Kar se lahko tukaj zgodi, se lahko zgodi tukaj, da tukaj sicer imamo dobro, mogoče malček upada tukaj polje, ne, ampak tukaj bi imeli konstantno polje, ne. Še malček upada, ker je le senca, ne, tukaj. Ampak tukaj noter nam lahko stvari zanihajo.
So what happens behind the screen that has a circular aperture? We may have almost imamo lahko skoraj, we may almost have the E infinity, the field without the screen. But in the Arago spot we may have twice the E infinity. Kdaj dobimo dvakrat N neskončno? Dvakrat N neskončno dobimo, kadar je tu prva Fresnelova cona. When this is exactly the dimensions of the first Fresnel cone. Ok, also other effects may happen. Druge stvari se lahko zgodijo. Če gremo mi bližje, zdaj tukaj pogledamo, tu se ne zgodi po celotni globini. Ne? Se pravi, če rišem električno polje nekje na manjši razdalji, se lahko zgodi tudi obraten pojav. Ne? On a shorter distance, the opposite may happen. Na manjši razdalji se lahko zgodi tudi, da se polja odštejejo. Ne? Kdaj se polja seštejejo? Polja se seštejejo takrat, ker je tu prva Fresnelova cona. Ne? Ker je tu druga Fresnelova cona, se lahko polja odštejejo. Ne? No, če se razspomnim na tisti naš integral, ne? Mi smo imeli z krožno odprtino, smo imeli integral takšne oblike. Ne? Smo rekli, da električno polje je pa sorazmerno, ne? Dobro. Lahko pišem tukaj. Ali pa pišem kar integral, ne? Tako da ne bom kompliciral. So the integral we had to solve was something like this. We had an amplitude function of rho of the distance here.
Meli smo eksponentna funkcija faze m na manji j, tukaj neka sorazmernostna konstanta krat rho kvadrat in smo imeli d rho kvadrat. Ne? No, tukaj bi lahko tudi kvadrat pisali.
So the integral was this kind of integral. We had the phase term.
La faza. In smo imeli amplitudo, ne? We had the amplitude term and the phase term.
We did not go into detail what the amplitude term is, since we said the phase term is the one that's most important. We know that the amplitude is decreasing. What is the solution of this integral? Kakšna je rešitev tega integrala? Če si narišemo tu v kompleksni ravnini, ne? So trying to plot this in the complex plane, real and imaginary axis. Naš integral začne
kakor kazalček, ki kaže v smeri realnosti. Ne? So our integral with rho equal to zero starts with the phase of zero, so it's in phase. But as rho squared increases, so does the delay increase. We have a minus sign up here. Se pravi, kakor se rho povečuje, se vsota te posamezni prispevkici v integralu se seštevijo in grejo tukaj po enem krogu. Tako, ne? Gremo po krogu okoli, ne? In po tem krogu pridemo skoraj do začetne točke, ne? So we go around the circle and we almost come back to the same place. Why? Because this amplitude term is decaying very, very slowly. This is not a fast function of amplitude. Ne, in če gremo še naprej, ne, dobro, jaz bom tukaj zdaj, I'm going to draw a solid line because it's difficult to draw so many arrows. We follow a spiral that's slowly getting towards the center of the circle. But very, very slowly. Ta spirala se zelo počasi približuje enemu središču kroga, ne? Če rišemo še te tega spirala, ne?
Ne? Zdaj, če sem iskal jaz N neskončno, ne? Se pravi, brez ovire, ne? Moram integrirati tukaj od nič do neskončno. So, trying to solve the problem with no obstacle at all, I go here from zero to infinity. From zero to infinity, I start here with zero, I end up with infinity, so the E infinity is this phasor here. N neskončno je zdaj ta tukaj, ne? Če se ga tako narišemo, ne? Če imam primer samo prve Fresnelove cone, ne? Prva Fresnelova cona grem od nič do rho 1, ne? Prva Fresnelova cona je tukaj spodaj, se pravi od nič do rho 1, ne? Prva Fresnelova cona pridem do tukaj, ne? First Fresnel zone I get E1. In če pogledam zdaj tukaj po tem mojem diagramu, ta E1 je točno enak dvakrat E neskončno. So the first Fresnel zone gives twice the field. Twice the field because the direct ray and the diffracted ray, se pravi neposredni žarek tukaj, ne? Dotok, do tukaj, ne? In uklonjeni žarek, ne? Se tukaj ravno se števesta. So, when the first Fresnel zone ends, the direct ray and the diffracted wave adds up, sum up. Jasno, če si rišem zdaj naprej do druge Fresnelove cone, ne? So trying to get to the second Fresnel zone, ending up here, se pravi do druge Fresnelove cone, smo pa šli tukaj gor, je tukaj začetek in tukaj konec. Za drugo Fresnelovo cono dobim zelo majhno polje, ne? Ta E2 gre skoraj proti nič, ne? So for the second Fresnel zone, I start my integral here, I make one full circle, and come back almost to the same point. There's a little tiny bit difference, but this is very small. So I may get very small field here, so I get a dip here actually in the field. Not a maximum, but twice the field, twice infinity, but zero. I may get zero. U tem primeru tukaj, ta primer tukaj, kjer ima zakrito prvo Fresnelovo cono, ne, ali pa katero koli Fresnelovo cono, ne, tukaj niti ni pomembno, koliko je premer tega diska, ne. Ker jaz, če odkodrkoli štartem, pogledajte, kaj se zgodi, za ta primer tukaj, ne, če odkodrkoli štartem iz moje spirale, ne, na primer štartem iz te točke na spirale, let's say I have an obstacle that's 1, 2, 3 and something Fresnel zones I have here. I have this phasor here. This is a start point. This is the end point. I get almost something that has the size of E infinity. It does not have the phase of E infinity, but has the size. So observing the Arago spot is much easier when I have a round obstacle rather than when I have a round aperture. Se pravi, Aragovo točko bomo dosti lažje videli, ker imamo krožno oviro, kakor imam krožno odprtino. Ne? Ker s krožno odprtino se mi lahko polje sešteva ali pa odšteva, z krožno oviro pa gledajte, tukaj pač start integrala je nekje na krožnici, nekje zunaj smo, ne? Konec je pa v sredini polža. Ne? In zmeraj dobimo nekje radij polža, dobimo zdaj. Ta radij je skoraj en neskončno. Ne? So, in the case of a round obstacle, we start somewhere on the spiral and end up in the center. Because the spiral is getting towards the center very, very slowly. This is almost infinity. It's something less than infinity, but it's almost infinity. Zdaj mogoče še tudi vas zmoti, zakaj ima ta E neskončno 90 stopinski fazi zasuk. So why this E infinity has a 90 degree phase shift? Why E infinity is not in the sense of the real axis here? Zakaj N neskončno ni v smeri realne osi? Ti, Matej, zdaj imamo vedeti, če pa hrvite se vidite. Se sedili, fantje, kaj počnemo tukaj? Zakaj ima ta stvar 90 stopinski faze za sok? Ta rešitev nekaj tega. Zakaj dobimo brez ovire, gledajte, brez ovire dobim 90 stopinski fazni zasuk. Brez ovire nimam nič faznega zasuka, ne? Zakaj dobim 90 stopinski fazni zasuk? So why without an obstacle, this E infinity, why do I have a 90 degree phase shift? There's no obstacle at all. Danas će spisa. Se spomnite da je Huygensov izvor jemu jodal spredi. Tisti je pa plus 90 stopinj. Se pravi, Huygensov izvor, ki smo ga upoštevali, plus ta tukaj dobimo ravno realno os. So what you did not think about, you are sleeping today. It's difficult to wake you up. The expression for the Huygens source had a J in front. That J means plus 90 degrees. So it's this integral, and there's also a J in front of the Huygens source. And that J of the Huygens source turns up this thing right to the real axis. Just to explain why do we have this 90 degree delay. Yes, we have 90 degree delay because the Huygens source itself has 90 degree advance. Dobimo 90 stopinj zakasnitve, zato ker Huygensov izvor sam po sebi nam daje 90 stopinj naprej. Tu imamo, ta integral se pomnoži z poljem Huygensova izvora. In Huygensova izvor ima jod odspredje. To treba vedeti. Ne? No, zdaj, z tega lahko mi razmišljamo, kakšno napravo lahko naredimo ven. Ne? Se pravi, so knowing things about Fresnel zones, knowing the solution of this integral, we can devise some useful device we can build out of Fresnel zones. For instance, shading Fresnel zones. No, ena taka možna rešitu je da naredimo Fresnelovo zbiralno lečo. So, one possible solution is to build a Fresnel collimating lens. Še zmeren koordinaten sistem jaz ga narišem zdaj tukaj v x in y so v ravnini naše vire. Ne? No in zdaj se tukaj narišem preseke Fresnelovih con. Ne? Prva, druga, druga Fresnelova elipsoida, tretji Fresnelov elipsoid, rišem tukaj, fourth Fresnel elipsoid, I'm just plotting the cross section of this Fresnel ellipsoid with the xy plane. Peti Fresnel ellipsoid. Ne? Dva, tri, štiri, pet, recimo šest. So here I have drawn Fresnel ellipsoids. One, cross section two, three, 4, 5 and 6. No, in kako lahko skušam zdaj v sprejemni točki, tukaj, ne, ker ima sprejemnik, kako skušam zdaj tukaj povečati polje, ne? Ja, jaz se zdaj lahko narišem ta kazalčni diagram. So, I'm trying to plot the phasor diagram and to see what kind of summation I may have. Already the circular aperture is already some kind of a lens. We may get twice the field here. Se pravi, že sama krožna odprtina, ki je ravno te prave mere, je lahko pociljena, da jaz lahko dobim tukaj dvakratno polje. Ne? Ne? Tu je zdaj naša prva Fresnelova cona. Ne? The first Fresnel zone. Zdaj, če bi jaz dodal drugo Fresnelovo cono, se mi stvari odštevajo. So, if I am adding the second Fresnel zone, things are decreasing, because I am subtracting field. So, I actually don't want the second Fresnel zone. I don't want this one. How can I avoid this zone? By shading this region. Kako se lahko izognem drugi Fresnelovi coni, da tukaj postavim oviro. Senčim drugo Fresnelovo cono, senčim. Ne? Ja, zatem sledi tretja Fresnelova cona, ampak tretja Fresnelova cona zdaj v našem kazalčnem diagramu moram štartati tukaj. Ne? Tretja Fresnelova cona. Ne? Ne? In tretja Fresnelova cona v redu, nočem pa četrte. I don't want the fourth Fresnel zone, because the fourth Fresnel zone would subtract the field I'm actually getting out of my device. Fourth Fresnel zone. I don't want this one. How can I avoid the fourth Fresnel zone? By shading. Četrta Fresnelova cona lahko tukaj dve. Jest. Po. Senčim, ne? Ne? In mi ostane peta Fresnelova cona. So I have the fifth Fresnel zone that still adds up with my field. Peta Fresnelova cona. Mi ostane, ne? Ampak šesta je tista, ki jo nočem. I don't want the sixth Fresnel zone because this one would again subtract my field and I don't want this. Sixth Fresnel zone. How can I avoid the sixth? Kako izgovorim šesto? Spet da šesto senčim tukaj, ne? Šesto Fresnelova cona, pa se zasenčil tukaj, ne? Ne? In ostane mi ves prostor, okay, od sedme do neskončnosti. So I'm left with all the space from the seventh zone to infinity. Od sedme do neskončnosti, bom imel zdaj jaz tukaj cela polža, ne? So we have the whole spiral here. I don't have the space on board, sorry. Ne? Tukaj imam od sedme do neskončnosti, ne? Imam celega polžka, ne? No in zdaj koliko bo naše vsota vsega električnega polja tukaj v sprijemniku? Ja, bo tu tukaj, tukaj bo začetek kazalca, čez prvo, čez tretjo, čez peto, pa še celoten polž se pravi tukaj bo tukaj, ne? Moje električno polje, če ga primirjam z e neskončno, ne e neskončno, ali tukaj so e infinity would be here, this e here is equal to to električno polje tukaj, ne, tale naš e, je enak, koliko kratnik polja dobim zdaj tukaj? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, ne? Dobim 7-kratno polje. 7-kratno neskončno polje, ne? No, in na tak način lahko naredim Fresnelovo spiralno lečo, ne?
In this way, where you can build the Fresnel polymeticlet.
Kakšna je zdaj razlika med Fresnelovo zbiralno lečo pa našo navadno dielektrično lečo? Ne? So what is the difference between the Fresnel lens and the conventional, say, dielectric lens? No, dielektrična leča, če bi si jo tako narisal, ne, tukaj, bi bila takšna, ne? Bi imela tukaj en epsilon relativni, ne, odzvone je epsilon nič, ne? So, the electric lens is built out of some kind of electric that has its refraction index larger than one. Kaj počne dielektrična leča? Dielektrična leča popravlja fazo. So this dielectric here is correcting the phase. It is adding delay to the fastest ray in the center. So that all rays that come to the lens, so žarki, ki prijo do leče, imajo enako dolgo pot do gorišča. So all rays have the same travel, the same distance to the focal point. The same distance in terms of degrees. Ista razdalja v smislu stopinj, zakaj? Zato, ker tale žarek, ki je fizično nekrajši, so this ray that is physically the shortest one, needs the largest correction, the largest delay in the dielectric. The outside, there is, the more we go outside, the longer is the physical path. The longer the physical path, less refraction index. Less refraction index means that, here refraction index is 1, outside the lens. Less refraction index means a faster ray, so less phase delay, to get to the focal point. Da pridemo do gorišča tukaj, ne? Morajo vsi žarki preteči enako fazo, ta ima sicer najkrajšo fizično pot, ampak gre največ časa pod elektriku, tale zunanji žarek ima pa zelo kratko pot kot elektrika, ampak daljšo fizično pot, ne? Zdaj, če mi uspemo narediti lečo takšne oblike, da je fazni zasuk tukaj, pa fazni zasuk enako velik, smo pociljali gorišča odliča, ne? To je osnova delovanja dielektrične leče, ne? No, ampak za dielektrično leče, kako bi izgledal takšen kazalčen diagram? So, how would the plot look like for the dielectric lens? Za dielektrično leče se vsi kazalčki seštevajo so fazno. So, for the dielectric lens, all the little phases are being summed up in the same direction, because I correct the phase of every single contribution. Za vsak posamezen dodatek jaz zbiram sestavljam skupaj in tukaj bi dobil električno polje za dielektrično vrečo. So, electric field through the dielectric lens. Kje je zdaj prednost enega, kje je prednost drugega? Ja. So, what is the advantage of using a dielectric lens in place of a Fresnel lens? Tukaj so se mi vsi kazalčki seštevali v fazi. Če se vsi kazalčki seštevajo v fazi, dobim maksimalno močno vzhodo. Ne? Ta vsota tukaj, lejte, pa ni maksimalna možna, ker jaz grem po krožnici. Ne? Če se seštevam kazalčke po krožnici, dobim manjšo vsoto, kot pa če bi te zravnal. So what is the difference between the dielectric lens and the Fresnel lens? The dielectric lens corrects the phase of every single contribution. All the rays should have the equal path, so I get the maximum phasor sum I could get. While in the dielectric lens, I'm not following a straight path. I'm losing here something, because this one and this one cancels out. Only this one is contributing. So, here I already have a loss of pi over 2. Tukaj že zgubim za faktor pi polovic, zato ker tukaj kazalčki se mi seštevajo, grejo po krožnici, naredim pod pi, radi je pa naredim razdaljo 2. So if this circle has a radius of 1, here I actually get 2, well the path I made around here was pi half. No in še eno stvar, kar dobim, faktor 2 krat zgubim, ne? Tukaj zgubim polovica polja. Half of the field is actually lost in the shaded areas of the lens. No, in zdaj, če zapišem tu se skupaj, če pa tu električno polje Fresnelove leče, ne? Lahko takoj vidim, da električno polje Fresnelove leče, so the electric field of the Fresnel lens, is first smaller by a factor of 2 over pi, because we go around the circle. Then we lose also half of the field, is yet another one half, times the electric field of the dielectric lens. So, the electric field of the Fresnel lens is actually the electric field of the dielectric lens divided by pi. Dobim pi krat manj. No, če bi pogledal moč tukaj, ne, so looking at the power, at the pointing vector S of the dielectric lens, in če bi imel tukaj pointing vector S od Fresnelove leče, ne, ja, razmerje moči, S dielectric lens z S Fresnelove leče, ne, je zdaj enako kvadratu polja. Ne? So, the field, the power flux is related to the square of the field. Naša absolutna vrednost, so here it's better to write the absolute value to avoid any problems with the phase. Huh? Se pravi, gostota moči za Fresnelovo lečo je tukaj enaka, torej, ne, še napišem tukaj, ne, je enaka gostoti moči od dielektrične leče deljeno za pi kvadrat. Ne? So, if field decays by a factor of pi, the power flux decays by a factor of pi squared, because power goes with the square of the field. I hope that is clear. Ja. Kako zdaj, kaj tu pomeni? Tu pomeni, da kot pa je faktor 1 za pi, no, 10 krat logaritem desetiški od 1 za pi kvadrat je približno 10 decibelov, minus 10 decibelov. So this is a factor of about minus 10 decibelov. So with a Fresnel lens, we can build a Fresnel lens, but its efficiency compared to the dielectric lens, we get 10 dB less signal. So the dielectric lens is still a better solution than the Fresnel lens. But we can do it. Something can be done. Ena bal upoučinkovita stvar je Fresnelovo spiralno zrcalo. Fresnelovo spiralno zrcalo ga naredim na tak način. Gdje ste bi mogoče eno ravno sloto tukaj, ne? In zdaj, na tej ravni plošči si jaz označim, kje so zdaj meje, recimo. A dobro, če je tukaj os, ne? Ne? In prvo Fresnelovo cono počim fraj. So I leave intact the first Fresnel zone. But for the second Fresnel zone, I install here another obstacle. For the second Fresnel zone. Za drugo Fresnelovo cono damo viro. In tudi za četrto Fresnelovo cono damo viro. Okay, ne? Medtem ko tretja je prosta. In prva Fresnelova cona je prosta, ne? Tretja je prosta, ne? In tako grem naprej, ne? No, ampak zdaj pri teh ovirah se jaz pa lahko privoščim tu, da naredim ovire, ki so tukaj ravno lambda četrt. Ne? So, with these obstacles, I place metal obstacles that are thick exactly lambda quarter. What I obtain now, kaj dobim se lambda četrt? Ja, lahko zdaj zrišem kazalčni diagram. Let's try to plot the complex plane for this kind of device. Imaginary. Dobim prvo Fresnelovo cono, ne? Moram malo znižati merilo tukaj, da bom bilo spesal. So, I get the first Fresnel zone. But the second Fresnel zone has a phase shift introduced by this obstacle, that's quarter wavelength thick. Quarter wavelength in this way and quarter wavelength back makes half a wavelength. Se pravi, lambda četrt tja in lambda četrt nazaj, naredimo 180 stopin, se pravi, druga Fresnelova cona mi se mi sešteje tukaj, ne? Tretja Fresnelova cona mi je ostala takšna, kot je bila, ne? In četrta Fresnelova cona spet obrnem fazo, zato ker sem dal te ovire toliko debele, ne? Ne, se pravi, tukaj pa četrta Fresnelova cona. In tukaj na koncu naredim pač polža, ne? So I'm left with the spiral at the end to get my final shape. So in the case of a mirror, I have actually two reflecting planes. One plane is the one that was originally here, and I have another obstacle that are lambda quarter thick. And in the case of the Fresnel mirror, v primeru Fresnelovega zrcala, ne, bo električno polje Fresnel mirror, ne, bo približno zdaj enako. Tukaj imam zdaj 2 za pi od električnega polja paraboličnega zrcala. So, here the relationship compared to the parabolic mirror. The parabolic mirror we know. The parabolic mirror sums all the contributions with the correct phase. But the Fresnel mirror sums all the correct contributions, but not with the Fresnel, with the right. And we have here a factor of 2 over pi. Ne? Ta factor 2 za pi imamo, zato ker se števamo po loku, namesto da bi se števali naravno. So, this factor 2 over pi comes that we are summing phases along these arcs, not in a straight line. Ali pa s drugimi besedami, ne? Tukaj se povem, da desetkrat logaritem desetiški od 2 za pi na kvadrat, ne? So if I If I compute the power ratio, this is about minus 4 dB. In tek minus 4 decibele, tu sploh ni nobena huda stvar, to ne je kakšna huda izguba, ne minus 4 decibele, pač vemo, da je. Ampak takšno stvar je zelo lahko narediti. Recimo, če prijemo do tiste študentske antene, ki ne veste, kaj bi naredili za študentsko antene, ne bojim revski, kakšne stvari veste. Za Wi-Fi je valovna dolžina 12 cm. Ne? Se pravi, lambda četrt je 3 cm. So, trying to build such a Fresnel mirror for Wi-Fi frequencies, for your student project, you are trying all of the time that it's too difficult for you to make a student project. You take a styrofoam plate, 3 cm thick. Vzameste ploščo iz stiropora, ki je 3 cm debela, pa na eni strani nalepiste kuhinsko folijo, če sem česa aluminijasta, na drugi strani nalepiste folijo, pa iztržeste ven kolobarje. Okay, so the idea how to make this thing here, you take a styrofoam plate, that's 3 cm thick. You put kitchen foil, you glue kitchen foil on one side for the whole area. This is aluminum. And you make your Fresnel zones out of kitchen foil here. So second, fourth Fresnel zone, maybe sixth Fresnel zone. And you're done with the Fresnel mirror for the Wi-Fi frequency. So something kids could do at home in the elementary school. To make a Wi-Fi antenna in the elementary school. To bi lahko otroci naredili v osnovni šoli, namesto da rišijo plakate, ne? Bi lahko naredili takšno antena iz stiropora, ne? Kolikor šte, kolikor veliko naredite? 4 decibele zgubimo, ne? 4 decibele zgubimo, zato ker tu ni parabolično zrcalo, zato ker se štejemo tukaj po lokih, ne? 4 decibele smo zgubili, ne? So we lose 4 dB here actually because we are not counting all the phases with the same phase, we are losing something, but still maybe very efficient. And then if you have a large plate of styrofoam, you can maybe make a huge mirror for Wi-Fi frequencies. No, isto stvar lahko naredite tudi na vrhu hriba, ne? So the same thing can be done on a mountaintop. Tisto, kar smo že imeli zadnjič, ne? Sam na vrhu hriba se verjetno ne morete prvoščiti. Takšne večje stvari, ne? Mamo, vejci na klip, ne? Have a mountain ridge in between. The ridge goes edge above the connecting line. This is a mountain ridge. But, I can't draw here the Fresnel zones. In na vrhu hriba se lahko prvoščim zasečiti, da prave Fresnelove cone, ne? Se pravi, na vrhu hriba, da bom povečal uklon, bom sečil prave Fresnelove cone. To slico smo imeli že zadnjič na tabli, ne? So, on the mountain top, I'm trying to put shading the correct Fresnel zones. Not here, but here. This one and this one.
and I install such a device that has this shaded and this shaded,
to build a diffractor. Da ne zgradim uklanjalnik na vrhu hriba, bom zasenčil prave freznelove cone, da bom povečal sprejem. Ne? So, na vrhu hriba ne morem si prvoti celotne, okrogle freznelove zgraneče, pač pa lahko naredim en del freznelove. So, on a mountain top I cannot afford to build the whole freznelove, because I would have to dig in the mountain, but I can build part of it. And part of it is better than nothing. So I can get a better signal in my, at my receiver.
No, tukaj šli smo zadnje, smo šli račune, smo si pogledali, kako zgleda naš račun. Ne? Lahko naredim na vrhu hriba uklanjalnik, ampak tudi lahko na vrhu hriba, ne? Lahko postavim tukaj, če imam tukaj. Tajnik, sprejemnik, ne? Lahko postavim na vrhu hriba, lahko postavim začalo. Ne? So I may also put a mirror on the mountain top.
No, zrcala so po mojem bolj priljubljena od uklanjalnikov, zato ker ni treba znati nič računati tukaj. Ne? So a mirror is a much simpler device to be used. Why? Because you don't have to compute anything. Any kind of mirror compute is going to work well. With the diffractor, you have to calculate where the Fresnel zone is. And with Fresnel zones, there are some square roots to calculate. And this is already difficult for a manager to calculate square roots. Managers are only usual to sum up the losses they make when they mismanage the company. They are unable to do more complex mathematical operations than square roots. If you talk about managers, they can sum up the losses, how much loss do they generate in the company. When they try to divide something, usually words get out when people try to divide something. And square roots is far too complicated.
Dobro. Zdaj, mi dajmo si pogledati stvari še z enega drugega stališča. Ne? So let's try to look things from some other point of view. Ne?
Pogledamo mi, če imamo tukaj naš oddajnik. Ne? Ima eno anteno, ki ima dobitek oddajne antene. Ne? Antena zdaj seva na razdalji od oddajnika. Ne? Seva do nekakršne koli tarče, odkoder se varovanje odbije. So the antenna is radiating to a target that reflects this radiation. In odbiti val na razdalji Rx, ne, doseže tukaj anteno sprejemnika. Ne. So the reflected wave gets into the receiving antenna that has a gain of the receiving antenna and has here connected a receiver.
No, če poznamo moč oddajnika, ne? Ponavadi moramo zračunati moč sprejemnika. Ne? Kakšna je moč sprejemnika? Sem, da zdaj moramo tukaj uvesti nov pojem, če imamo kakršen koli predmet, ki se odbija valovanje, da ni tu ravno zrcalo. Ne? So this case was here for flat mirror. Ravno zrcalo. No, kako se pa pogovarjati tukaj, če imamo kakršen koli predmet? Ne? No, in če ima kakršen koli predmet, rečemo, da ta predmet ima pa neko odmevno površino. Jo običajno označimo s črko sigma. Ta odmevna površina je lahko funkcija kvotov, se pravi teta oddajnika, fi oddajnika, teta sprejemnika, fi sprejemnika. Ne? So this radar cross section can be a function both of the angles of the transmitter and angles of the receiver. And this sigma has units
square meter. So this is tu je odmevna površina. Po angliškoj to radar cross section.
No, i zdaj si moramo pogledati, kako je, kakšna je definicija za to našo odmevno površino. Ne? So, we have to look at what is the definition of our radar cross-section.
Have to erase the bar.
Se pravi, kako je ta odmevna površina definirana. So what is the definition of this radar cross section? The radar cross section is defined if we have the power that radiates in this direction. Power radiating in this direction is simply the radar cross section times the power flux here. The power flux of the transmitter times the radar cross section is the power that's going in the direction of the receiver.
Se pravi, kako definiramo odmevno površino? To je gostota pretoka, ki jo daje tukaj oddajnik, ne? Pomnožena z odmevno površino je moč, ki se odbije prav v smeri, vse smeri, lahko pa tudi v smeri sprejemnika. Ali pa, če bi rekel tukaj tale SRX, ne, se pravi, gostota pretoka moči pri sprejemniku, ne, SRX, ne, je zdaj tale moč deljeno z 4π razdalja do sprejemnika na kvadrat, ne, je tu zdaj odmevna površina krat S oddajnika, ne, deljeno z 4πr sprejemnika na kvadrat. Na? So this could be another definition. The power flux of the transmitter here, the power flux of the receiver here. We get the power flux at the, in the receiver as the transmitting power flux multiplied by the radar cross section to get watts. And these watts are isotropically radiated in all directions. So we get the power flux of the receiver divided by 4 pi RRx squared. Se pravi, druga možna definicija, ki bi bila odmevna površina, je tudi, da jaz pač dobim, koliko moči oddajnika mi tale stvar polovini, tu je sigma krat S oddajnika, in ta stvar se razprši izotropno vse smeri, se pravi 4πr² spode, nekjer je R, tale R razdalja do sprejemnika. Ne? To bi bila lahko naša definicija odmevne površine. Ne? No, zdaj jasno lahko zapišem še druge velikosti, ki so tukaj. Tale S oddajnika je preprosto moč oddajnika krat dobitek oddajne antene. Ne? Ne? Deljeno za 4π razdalja do oddajnika na kvadrat. Ne? So, the power flux of the transmitter is the power of the transmitter times the gain of its antenna. Divided by 4πr² moč v sprejemniku, ki jo dobim, tale moč v sprejemniku, ne? Je zdaj, lahko bi zapisal, da je tukaj površina sprejemnika krat izkoristek sprejemnika krat SRX. Raj bi tu zapisali z dobitkem, ne? To stvar zapišemo površina krat Erik kvadrat zapišem tu z dobitkem, ne? In z dobitkem zapisano se pravi dobitek sprejemnika, dobitek sprejemne antene je pa 4π z lambda kvadrat krat površina sprejemnika krat izkoristek, ne, sprejemnika, ne? So trying to express not with the surface of the receiver and the efficiency of the receiver but with the gain of the receiver. Replacing everything we get out, dobimo ven, zdaj tukaj dobitek sprejemnika, lambda na kvadrat za 4 pi krat s iz prijemnika. Ne? In zdaj lahko prvi izraz izstavim v drugi izraz, vstavim v tretji izraz. So, I can insert this one here, I can insert one this one here, to get the whole formula, the whole expression for the received power. Se pravi, moč v sprejemniku tukaj, ne? Jaz zdaj, če tukaj spodaj zapišem, ne? Dobro. Zagotovo imam moč oddajnika. Imam dobitek oddajne antene. Copy this. Imam dobitek sprejemne antene. Imam, ne? Ja, zdaj moram pa šteti, koliko pijo imam. Tukaj imam 4 pijo imenovalce, tukaj imam 4 pijo imenovalce, tukaj imam... I have 4 pi. Here in the denominator, here in the denominator, here in the denominator, so 4 pi to the third power. Imam radi tukaj oddajnika na kvadratu imenovalce, radi sprejemnika na kvadratu imenovalce, se pravi R. Oddajnika na kvadrat, R sprejemnika na kvadrat, ne? In imam lambda kvadrat na vrh, lambda kvadrat na vrh. No, in še tista veličina, ki mi manjka, manjka mi še sigma. So, the radar cross section comes in here. Malo lepši napišem. Just corrective my bad writing. Tako da imamo celoten izraz, da lahko ugotovimo, koliko pride moči do sprejemnika. No, še ena stvar je tukaj pomembna, ne? Pri tej definiciji odmevna površine. In sicer odmevna površina je definirana samo takrat, kadar je dosti manjša od prve Fresnelove cone. Se pravi, so the radar cross-section only makes sense, the definition as you wrote here, as long as it is much smaller, considerably smaller than the first Fresnel zone of this radio link here. Ta stvar jo zbiramo na takih razarjih, je tudi dosti manjša od prve Fresnelove cone. Ne, ne vemo, da rho 1 od prve Fresnelove cone, ne, so the radius of the first Fresnel zone is lambda times r. Vemo, da je. Tu se pravi, ta površina prve Fresnelove cone, Fresnelove cone je zdaj pi rho 1 na kvadrat, se pravi je pi krat lambda krat, recimo, r oddajnika, r sprejemnika, r oddajnika in r sprejemnika, ne? So we take it much smaller than the first Fresnel zone, of the straightened link. Smatramo, da ta stvar je zelo, če bi zravnali to radijsko zvezo, ne? Če bi zravnali. So if we straighten this radio link, so we have this antenna right on the opposite side. This should be much smaller than the first Fresnel zone for everything to be valid. To so stvari veljavne, ne? Tu je še pomembno povedati pri definiciji. Kaj naredimo zdaj od Marka eno uro okoli? So I make a break, because one hour is around.